This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. It's nice to have you with us today. The renaissance of Milwaukee's Menominee Valley, once a hub of machine tooling and leather tanning, not to mention tens of thousands of jobs, could be described as a brownfield redevelopment project on steroids. Over the last decade, crews have cleaned up or contained more than 300 acres of landfill, gradually drawing commerce and jobs back to the corridor. Tomorrow, the valley celebrates another sign of rebirth as the Urban Ecology Center opens a branch on a bluff just above the river. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz popped in for a preview of what the center's manager, Glenna Holstein, describes as a cross between a nature center and a community center.
To describe the Urban Ecology Center as a Milwaukee-based environmental education organization simply does not tell the whole story. The tale began back in 1991 when neighbors living near neglected Riverside Park on the city's east side wanted to do something about what had become a sinkhole of crime and litter. Cleanups evolved into nature and science classes for neighborhood kids. A double-wide trailer plunked just east of the park morphed, Cinderella's pumpkin style, in 2004 into an ultra-green, award-winning structure stocked full of environmental activities. More recently, the Urban Ecology Center sprouted a satellite in Washington Park. Now this.
So this building was originally a tavern.
Branch manager Glenna Holstein shows off the three-story, 6,000-square-foot structure that has risen around the shell of a neighborhood pub at 37th and Pierce.
This is the original terrazzo floor. You can actually see the wear pattern from where the old bar used to be right there. This piece over here was the sort of back piece of the back bar, and we actually kept a piece of the bar as the reception desk right there. We're sort of showing off the history of this place and kept as much as we could, both because it's fun to honor the history of this place and this neighborhood, but it's also an ecologically sustainable move to do so.
A few steps east.
So this is where the building used to end. If you step right here, you can see this is the original outer wall of the building. When they pulled the siding off, the contractors kind of pulled us over and said, hey, this actually looks kind of cool. Do you want to leave it? And we said, yes, of course we do. Steinman Lumber Company
is boldly printed upside down on the original wall that rises up between the old and new pieces of this Urban Ecology Center puzzle.
That's the lumber company that originally provided this wood for the original building. Quite the history here in this building. And these two leaded glass windows here, those are original to the building as well. They used to be out facing Pierce Street right here, and we replaced them.
But the relics of the past blend with energy efficiencies of today. The center's water is heated courtesy of the sun.
There's a panel right outside our front window that's actually a solar hot water panel. The water pipe just goes right through it. The sun heats it up, and it comes into this tank. And it comes in really hot, so we actually have to cut it with cool water to make it the right temperature for the showers and the washing machine and all that kind of stuff.
Meanwhile, the building is heated and cooled geothermally. Outside, what looks like merely window accent pieces, strips of metal tubes mounted horizontally across the panes, do more than look funky. They contribute to the building's temperature and light control.
They're angled such that during the summer, They shade the windows. During the winter, the sun can kind of pass through.
Local architecture and design students from UWM and the Milwaukee School of Art and Design developed their vision of what this building would become.
I think originally it was going to be a competition, but then they were all so great that we decided that what we really wanted to do was actually take elements of all of them and make them a reality.
Throughout the complex, numbers are stuck on the walls. A visitor's guide in English and Spanish explains, number by number, the repurposed green or innovative aspects of the place. The meaning of 30 outside the restrooms.
30 corresponds to the hand dryers that we chose to put here instead of where this is our first branch where we're not using paper towels. So that's our one of our first experiments.
But the UEC is well beyond the experimental stage when it comes to carrying out its mission, starting with its flagship program, the Neighborhood Environmental Education Project that targets school-age children.
We're starting that up here right away. We've already got a number of schools on board, and we'll be bringing kids here for field trips starting next week.
The program's design, Holstein says, is research-based.
The two things that are going to promote environmental responsibility in children are, one, to have consistent contact with a piece of land, and two, to have a mentor that demonstrates environmental responsibility.
Its educators fill the mentor role, and the UEC becomes an outdoor classroom to neighborhood schools.
Two educators are paired with one school, and so that school signs on for 24 field trips, and we provide the transportation. So so they divide the 24 field trips however they would like to among their classrooms,
ranging K through 12.
So what makes this model so unique is that because the school is partnering with us for that whole stretch of time, the kids come back to the Urban Ecology Center multiple times, usually multiple times during the year, but definitely multiple times over the course of their school career. So they are building a connection with the land that's right here, and they're building a connection with the environmental educators who they're working with.
Connecting neighbors to this land, the Menominee Valley, below the pristine walls of this new center, comes with challenges, not least of which is getting to it. That's been achieved by creating a serpentine two-lane bicycle and pedestrian pathway lined with native water-absorbing plants that takes you through a tunnel under the remaining railroad tracks toward the river.
Until this version of the Valley Passage opened up, there was no way to get from the neighborhood right here across to the Menominee River. So you could live in the neighborhood just south of Pierce Street here and never have gone to the Menominee River because there was no good way to do it. You'd have to climb a fence and cross six rail tracks to get there, which is not particularly inviting. And so So it just opened up a whole new set of possibilities on both sides of the river.
You see the possibilities from UEC's rooftop observation deck. Beyond the tunnels and the tracks is an outdoor classroom in the making.
You can see what's happening with the park over there. You can see kind of the glacial features starting to take shape.
Holstein's focus is east, where a 24-acre parcel stretching from 37th East to 27th Street, it's what remains of a former rail yard. It received load after load of fill that resulted from the nearby Marquette Interchange project. Now, huge machinery pushes and prods earth into place, in part to mimic what glaciers might have left behind. A great educational experience for kids, Holstein says, while other areas are designed to handle stormwater runoff. Holstein says recreating what is natural and native to the Menominee River is also part of the plan.
It's really starting to take shape, and you can just imagine it green. So we're so excited about that as an outdoor teaching space.
It will be a year before the parcel turns from bare soil to something more classroomable. Not to worry, Holstein says. UEC educators will simply lead kids under the Valley Passage Tunnel across a pedestrian bridge.
The area right across the river is just incredible. It's come so far in the last 10 years, and it's an incredible natural habitat. And we're seeing all sorts of bird species and insect species and snake species and rodent species, all sorts of really, really interesting stuff. And so we're really, really excited to start off using the area right on the north side of the river to teach in, and then eventually to have this incredible outdoor classroom to our east over here.
While the Menominee Valley is experiencing a renaissance, it still faces daunting challenges around job accessibility, education, public and environmental health. According to the Menominee Valley partners, 82% of the children here qualify for free or reduced fee lunch program. Citywide, 75% of school children aren't performing at their grade level in science. But new Urban Ecology Center branch manager Glenna Holstein is undaunted. Armed with degrees in environmental analysis and education, along with the ability to speak Spanish, Holstein is herself a product of building a connection to a piece of land. And at the time, it wasn't a pretty one either.
I started off volunteering at the Urban Ecology Center when it was still in the trailer in Riverside Park.
First tackling graffiti and later helping with snake surveys. The 27-year-old says just let an inspired educator loose with a child and discover what's living underneath a rock.
Because I remember walking in and feeling like, yeah, this place is where I want to be. And I'm really excited for kids and adults to be able to experience that in this neighborhood, too.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. She spoke with Glenna Holstein, the manager of the brand new Urban Ecology Center branch in the Menominee Valley. The branch, the UEC's third, opens to the public tomorrow afternoon. There's a link to more information from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. Keep listening. We'll take a quick break now and in just a moment examine issues of body image and our relationship with food. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.